My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we discuss if our scammer could be more than one person, and if fake Davin wants to go to Ghana, would he be rolled? But Belinda will love Davin with all her heart. So listen and enjoy.
She knows which ones are good marks and which ones aren't.
Well, here's what you need to know. Well, this is going on, I can't talk to my pal, my pals Pip or Joe about this, because I need their
so in real time, he can't say anything. It's because we do this now.
So I'm like contacting my friend who knows more about this, about scammers.
Yes.
She deals with men and everything. And she is just like, you know, we've talked a lot. Never heard of anything like this.
Yeah.
This one, like, she's like, you know, most of them follow certain things. But every so often, you get one that really makes you think. Never heard of anything like this.
Yeah, she's deviating from the pattern of normal scamming.
Yeah. Huh. I go, you speak the truth, my friend. Did she ever flat out ask you for money? And then in all caps, never. Why she ask you or what? I go, she has asked others. Yes, she has asked others as well. She goes, I got a chick, Jessica Clark, just asked me for money today. Just started talking with 1 week ago. Wow, said her mom was sick and she can't pay her rent and she's getting kicked out of her house. Yeah, whatever. I just fell out of an apple tree too. Well, watch buddy, they're out trying to make a buck bitches later. But what he just described,
yeah,
is their MO.
Yeah, it's like the sob story.
Yep, yep.
And Chris brings up a good question. He said, does that suggest that someone else was writing to the other guy? In other words, more than one person operating from the one page. Like, you know how we had theory early on?
Well, Chris, you brought that up, and we haven't talked about it much the past couple of weeks, and you just found this the past couple of weeks. But there are times, and still, we think, and I'll even reference it, where we think there's maybe a team, and when I really start challenging them, there'll be like a long pause, and they call management in.
And it's pretty obvious, because he'll ask something that's like, oh, like a question, you're really backed against the wall, oh shit, and there will be a long pause, then all of a sudden, a different way of speaking and writing comes on the other end. It's like complete different syntax, grammar, everything. So we've thought for a while that there might be more than one person walking, but it seems like for the last couple of months it's been a really consistent vibe on the other end. Like
I was just gonna say,
like they passed it over to the manager and stayed there.
Chris, I think at one point, and I'll never get this answer though, I'm trying to. I think at one point there were several people working on me. I think from a little bit before she turned into Belinda to where I stand today on February 12th,
yeah,
it's the same person.
Yeah,
I got passed on to upper management. This is a special case.
No, I really do think that was true. I mean, it was so obvious the way the tone would completely change. When whoever was involved with this got completely frustrated with him at one point, months back when he said that he was going to go over to Ghana and visit. And then all of a sudden, it became this real, it freaked me out. It became this really menacing tone. Oh yeah, well, if you're gonna come over here, then you should bring lots of money because you can buy gold really cheap. And it was like, and we'll, you know, like, and it felt like we'll be waiting for you in the bushes behind.
I thought I was gonna get rolled. Airport.
Yeah, well, fake rolled. I mean, like, if
fake me was gonna die.
If fake Davin was this gullible and was really gonna go there, it sounded like there are gonna be people waiting there.
Fake Davin has been there
to kill him. Well, fake Davin said that he did show up, and it's like, well, were you?
It's beautiful.
Which
I'm naming
great
fucking cities and shit.
Well, because of the magic of Google, you know.
Damn darn tootin'.
Yeah, but the thing is that it was a completely different tone. So it seemed like there was some really, really evil person like, oh, hold on, give me the keyboard. I'll take care of this
shit. Get rid of this asshole.
Yeah, you know.
Come here and bring money.
Yeah, come here and bring money.
And then
money.
I said I was coming with, like, military people with me to protect me.
Trucker Tom says, Agnes, we got a hard ass. Bring in Belinda.
Nice.
Yeah, could be. I'm sorry, so continue.
I go, glad you picked up on her, Wagner. If they are white and living in Africa, good chance they are not real. As you said,
well,
Facebook is full of phonies. I am shocked Agnes never asked you for money. As I said, she's asked me and others.
Yes.
So again, just when I think we got her,
right,
gives me a moment to pause.
Yeah, you know, if only it was so simple. If only she was like really two-dimensional and I ask for money. I try to scam people. This would be really easy. You'd be like, oh, you evil bitch.
I'd be done with her by now.
Oh, yeah, because...
I would have killed this the way I killed off my relationship with Flory.
There'd be no... Literally.
Yeah.
There'd be no intrigue. But it's just the fact that it goes back and forth.
All right, so this is talking about Linda on December 18th. This is my question about what will she do with my heart?
Yeah.
She goes, I will love it with all my heart.
Okay.
She goes, don't know what to do after all the things I've done to hurt you. I was stupid to behave that way.
I'll hug it and pet it and squeeze it and love it.
Yes. I want to ask you for your forgiveness again. Find a place in your heart to forgive me and show me your love. I go, it is what it is. Belinda, I forgive you. I still do not know what you are. It is going to take time. I'm still here, so there is hope. You revealed a lot. My heart tells me you have much more to reveal. She goes, if you want to see me, why don't you come for Christmas? Now, here's what they want. Now, here's what the Ghanaians, here's what these scammers do. I shouldn't even say the Ghanaians. What they do is, and this is true, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again, because we're always picking up new listeners. We've got a new affiliate. They want to lure the Westerners in
yes.
to their country.
Yes.
And this is what happens. This is true. You can look it up. The Westerners come there. They often get robbed, mm-hmm. killed, or raped. Mm-hmm. They are luring you in to do bad things to you. And that is their MO, especially if they think you got money.
Right.
So
that's why I was so freaked out about the
right.
the evil tone and, yeah, come over and bring lots of money for gold. Oh, you know.
I go, because it's a week this week? Belinda, there are so many reasons I can't do that. The one you should concern yourself with is that I'm still not sure about you. About us. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, if I can't be with you, then I guess there is no reason for living again. Meeting will be the best idea. You have always wanted to meet me, so why now?
Wait a minute.
Because I always did want to meet her.
I know, but now she's saying she's got no reason to live?
Yeah, now she's
She's suicidal?
Listen, bitch, that's my car. I freaked out Pip Helix with some very creepy stuff.
Yes, fake Davin was getting suicidal, and he was
drinking. And I had my gun.
And he was talking
I channeled
about,
my inner Kumia.
He's sitting there polishing his gun in his talks to her. And I'm sitting
some
there going...
creepy shit I wrote.
Very, very dark
talking
stuff.
Talking about, like, the cold steel.
And then
being a drunken gun lunatic that I am, I shot my flat screen.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.